School groups from around the region came to Western Kentucky University's football stadium to see the total solar eclipse. Keith Brown is the principal at Western Elementary in Ohio County. He says he was looking forward to viewing the totality and having his students there to see it as well.
This is a lot of fun. I'm really glad Western opened its doors and invited students here. I'm glad we have the crowd that we do because the kids are loving it and they're all over the place.
Brown says the fact WKU provided eclipse classes to all the students was a big help. He says the students have been learning about the phases of the eclipse and now they're able to experience it for themselves. As the sky darkened and the countdown to the total solar eclipse began, people across the stadium held their glasses up, ready to remove them when the rare moment to look at the sun came. The temperature became noticeably cooler and children screamed out their reactions. The countdown to put glasses back on came, and people stuck around to watch the passing of the rare event. Anna Avery is from Hart County and says it's one of the most amazing things she's ever seen.
I'm honored to see it, actually. I think it's a privilege, and I'm glad to be here.
Hart County Schools brought 10 buses full of kids to the football stadium. Angie Deaton is from Franklin and says she wasn't sure what she was expecting, but her expectations were exceeded.
I couldn't figure out what was more interesting to actually watch through the viewer or just to watch the field and watch actually how dark it got. It was really cool.
Deaton says now that she's seen the eclipse, she understands what all the buildup was about. As the total solar eclipse faded, small crescent shapes were seen through the shadows of trees and along sidewalks. A variety of eclipse-themed t-shirts were on display at LT Smith Stadium as people listened to music and took part in activities leading up to and after the event. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Becca Schimmel.